It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
It's funny, I kind of think that to myself every time I look at Dr. Rich.
I know, right? He's always fit and fabulous. Look at him. He walks in the room like that.
Okay, come on now, girl. You know you've got abs of steel. Let's not joke around.
Yeah, it's only because I'm so skinny. It's just like bone right now.
You're hilarious.
Okay.
Rough life.
Yeah.
And it's true. Fit and Fabulous each and every Friday. Ladies, this is dedicated to you. And listen, I am super excited because, of course, Dr. Rich is my boy. I see him each and every week when it comes to my own ailments of my body. And he is a fabulous chiropractor right here in Fitchburg. And I'm very excited because today's topic is about kids and sports. My gosh. Rich, let's just get into this, my man. You know, what can we do as parents to make sure that our kids are best prepared when they get into sports in general?
Yeah, the biggest things are, you know, really not the things that they're doing out on the field. So making sure they're well fed, making sure that they're hydrated, making sure that they have all of those resources behind them. We want to make sure they're stretching beforehand, making sure that they're doing good prep work before they get on the field. So those are really the big things that we want to concentrate on as parents, and then really staying uninvolved. Let the coaches do their job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of those crazy parents.
I know. I know. That's a really good point.
It's okay. Oh, by the way, we are on Facebook Live, just so you know.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Hey, so what should parents be observing, like, during, like, practices, games, and events?
Well, you know, you really want to watch your kids out on the field, make sure they're not limping, hobbling. You know, one of the things that happens with young kids is, you know, there's things that can happen in their hips that can hurt. So there's actually things that we look for. So making sure that they're not hobbling or anything like that, making sure that they're enjoying themselves. You know, a lot of times kids, you know, will get out there and not really be having a good time. So making sure that they're involved and that they're having a good time and not just you having a good time watching them. So and making sure that they're not just standing off in the corner of the field. A lot of times when kids are injured, they won't tell anybody because they still want to play. So watching those things, making sure that they're not, you know, doing things that aren't normal for them.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like you to stress that because it's true. You know, when you're in, let's just say you're on a football team in your high school. I mean, you're like, you know, that's like the coolest thing back in the day, you know, and more sports today, which is great. But a lot of kids, like you said, they won't tell you that they're injured because they want to stay in because this is like the thing. Really stress the importance that you really can mess yourself up if you don't.
Yeah. And, you know, the things that we really want to look for are, you know, head injuries, making sure your kid's not sleepy or falling asleep in the car on the way home if they've been playing football, you know, and really what type of sport are they doing? You know, they're running cross country, you know, watch them run, watch them, make sure that, you know, that they're not, you know, lagging behind and, you know, giving them the chance to relax and recover too, if they're not feeling well. You know, kids get sick and, you know, they'll go out there and they'll run. And if your kid's out there running and then throwing up, you know, you need to really watch that because, you know, there could be a lot of other issues going along with that. We want to make sure that the kids are weight appropriate also. So really watching their diet. It's really what you're putting into them that's going to allow them to succeed as kids.
Mm. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because, you know, as parents, we see on TV, you know, Pedialyte, like things that our children don't, if they don't eat vegetables and stuff like that. But again, I was at your establishment like the other day and I saw that you have like supplements for kids. I love that. So what's going on with those?
Yeah, so we want to do some supplements for kids. We need a multivitamin for them. Occasionally they'll need vitamin D, some vitamin C, kind of, you know, those two boost their immune system. Multivitamin is just going to help as a baseline when they don't eat all their vegetables.
Yeah.
We really want them to eat their vegetables and get them lots of salad and good greens and lots of colors on their plate and, you know, lots of fruits. But we also want to make sure that we're supplementing with those things. And then there's other things we can use like thiamine, which can help promote healing if they are injured. And then we can use vitamin A if they've been injured and we need to strengthen that scar tissue. So there's some things that we can do. The vitamins A, K, E, and D are the fat soluble ones, are the ones we have to be careful with though, because they can be in high doses, they can be toxic, and especially to children. So we want to make sure we're watching those because they're not water soluble. Vitamin C, you take too much of it. Do you guys ever know what happens when you take too much vitamin C?
No, tell me, because I like
yeah,
to
vitamin
take a
C is water soluble, so it'll just give you diarrhea. So.
Oh, it will?
So, yeah.
I was
so
hoping if you take it would make certain that, body so. Parts of mine grow.
Oh.
Like, is it going to make my booty look a little
no,
better?
No, no,
but
no, no. None
safe,
of those things.
Right? So. Like, because I take vitamin C like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Vitamin C is plenty safe, and, you know, up to, you know, it really is. It's, we call it bowel tolerance. So you can take as much of it until you have it come out the other end.
Until you drop it like it's hot.
Which we hope you're not doing.
Only on the dance floor.
Only on the dance floor, Dr.
Ray. Oh, yeah. No, don't drop that on the dance floor.
Hey, by the way, Aaron Pille is on Facebook Live. He's just saying, what's up? Matthew Chippett from Australia saying hi. So, hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, so if someone's son or daughter is complaining about aches and pains and they don't remember being injured, should they be taken to the doctor?
Well, and it's really about the, you know, a couple days of recovery. So if they're, if they're, you know, constantly achy and sore and everything else, we really want to keep your eye on that. And especially if they're complaining of hip pain, they can have what's called a slipped capital femoral epiphysis, a skiffy injury, which can stunt their growth, and it can, you know, one side versus another. So there's some things that particularly with, you know, kids around the 6 to 12 year range that you really want to watch their hips, their knees and stuff like that. If they're just kind of achy all over, give them a couple days. If they're not recovering and you've taken them kind of away from that activity and they're not recovering, then yeah, I'd get them in to see somebody just to find out what's going on.
Okay.
So interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
So Dr. Rich, how much sleep is needed for a child who is athletic?
Well, I think all children, you know, we kind of all go on this 8 hour thing, and, you know, kids actually need probably 9 to 10 hours of sleep a night to recover, especially with athletic kids.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, they're so active, their body needs time to repair, and we repair when we're sleeping. So I tend to go a little bit heavy on the sleep side for kids, and especially when they get into their teen years. And you as parents, I think a lot of parents know that their teenagers sleep all the time. You know, they want to sleep so late in the day. So, and as they get up to that age, you know, is really when we want to let them sleep more. So,
okay.
Well, these are great tips. Once again, when it comes to Dr. Rich from New Health Chiropractic, he is located in Fitchburg. It's all about helping your wellness when it comes to your children. So again, if you have a child that you believe has been injured, please go see him. I see him each and every week. Again, if you have ailments with your own body, dealing with carpal tunnel, what are all like a couple things that you see mostly with people?
So I see a lot of people with low back pain, a lot of people with headaches, neck pain. I also have been seeing a lot of people with carpal tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Plantar fasciitis is really popular. I see a lot of runners just because running is hard on your body.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we give all those people the opportunity to heal their body up. We want to address injuries as soon as possible.
Sure.
As soon as we address those injuries and we kind of teach you ways to deal with those injuries and also maybe even alter what you're doing in order to get a different result, we can avoid those injuries in the future. It's micro trauma over time. So it's the things we don't pay attention to that actually end up injuring us later in life. And those are the things that we really worry about. And so you're talking about kids, you know, when they're really young, you know, if they start doing something that is injuring their knees or their back or their neck, you know, and a lot of these sports are pretty violent. You know, we've got football and everything else. So we want to make sure that we get those kids and teach them better so that they don't end up with problems when they get to be my age and old man.
You mean our age?
Our age.
Our age.
Our age.
Our age. There you have it, everyone.
Older than all of you.
Well, no, I don't know, Rich. I don't know. Dr. Rich from New Health Chiropractic. Once again, he is the man. He's located at 2690 Research Park Drive. We'll put up all his information, of course, on Facebook. And again, thanks, my man. And I'll see you about a couple hours to come in
we'll
with myself.
We'll see you
in
a couple hours, Krista. We'll fix you all up.
All right, honey. There you have it. It's a Fit and Fabulous right here on 93 & Jibs.